Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
Happy Flag Day to you, and happy birthday to Donald J. Trump, who gave an amazing speech from Bedminster, his golf club in New Jersey, on Tuesday evening, which was a complete rebuke of all of the charges against him after his arraignment in a Florida federal courtroom on Tuesday afternoon. It was simply spectacular. We have a great podcast for you today with a lot of tasty topics and fun information. We hope you enjoy this one. As always, I thank you for hitting that play button and spending some time with us here at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. The first takeaway is, what a speech by Donald Trump. It was completely amazing about the Biden orchestration of weaponizing the government and coming after the opponent, as they do in places like Venezuela and other countries. I think the best comp at this point, and what needs to be pointed out to the American public if Donald Trump would start saying it, is that this is what Volodymyr Zelensky does in Ukraine. I don't think the American people know this, that he has jailed his opponents, and this is their playbook, and it's why the Democrats love Zelensky and the Ukraine so much. He then chronicled, Trump did, about Vice President Biden leaving office and breaking the law by taking top secret and documents that were classified to the Penn Biden Center, to his garage, to Chinatown in Washington, D.C. This clearly is a violation of the law. Vice President cannot declassify these items. So there's no question that just by taking those items, Biden broke the law. That's not within any doubt, anywhere, any way. He then chronicled Bill Clinton and the, 47 audio tapes that he recorded while President of the United States that he stuffed in his sock drawer at the White House and had boxed up and sent and then put in his sock drawer at his home. They called it the Clinton socks case, where it was basically, it became a ruling by courts that there is no law, a broken law committed here, because the president can take or declassify whatever he wants, regardless of the, you know, Archives Association and things of that nature. Then Trump went in and just hammered on Hillary Clinton and made comments about her email server and smashing BlackBerries and destroying phones and all this other stuff, and nothing happened. He makes excellent points all the way around. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is sharing T-shirts that say something to the effect of, what emails? She's mocking Trump. She did a podcast interview where she referred to the deplorables now as a cult, that if you vote for Trump, you're part of a cult. It's an amazing time in America, and this was one of his most important speeches. This was a great speech. It was basically him, like a courtroom closing argument, defending himself against the crimes he's charged with. And that's what made it so fascinating. I was riveted to this. You may have been riveted to this. You had to be watching Fox News. A couple of other places showed it that are kind of hard to find if you're looking for them. But here's what we're up against. What we're up against in this is all-day coverage everywhere by every media outlet all across the country. Live coverage of the motorcade. There's Trump leaving. There's his airplane. Here is the courtroom. He stops at a cafe. He's been arraigned. All of these things have happened. He pleads not guilty. It's bad, 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 bad negative news all day for Donald Trump. Then he takes the microphone and nobody shows it. Nobody plays it. Nobody airs it. Nobody talks about it. Nobody follows up and does news stories on what Trump said. If they fact check him on something and find something, they'll hammer him on one little 5-second piece of a speech that lasted quite a while. That hasn't happened yet. That may happen on this Wednesday. But this is what Trump is up against, and this is what Republicans are up against with the media in this country. CNN didn't air any of it. They had a 5-person panel on hammering Donald Trump for talking about the arraignment, all of the crimes, while he's live defending himself. MSNBC runs a disclaimer with Rachel Maddow saying, we won't air this because we can't risk running things that are untrue. This from Rachel Maddow, who's been wrong on everything. Russia collusion, Ukraine phone call, all of the problems that, you know, Trump supposedly had, these things have all turned out to be false. Every single one of them the media got wrong. They're tipped off by Democrats. They run with it. They put the false stories on the air. It becomes fact in America that this happened because the media is telling us this. Then after they win a Pulitzer Prize for their coverage of something that is not true, 3 or 4 years have gone by and nobody remembers. That's their game. Again, the most dangerous thing is not that, because people can find the facts when they're reporting things and you go, wait a second, you start to question it. You can fact check those things. It's the things that they don't air that's most dangerous. And Rachel Maddow on there on MSNBC saying, we're not airing Trump is giving a speech tonight. We're not airing this because we can't run the risk of something untrue being on the air is a complete and utter joke. It's a failure of journalism and media in America. PBS was running parts of this speech, and at the bottom, they put a disclaimer on the screen of a former president speaking on PBS. This is your tax dollars, your Trump voter tax dollars to PBS. One of the first things, if we win this back, we got to blow up public broadcasting. We need to defund it. That's the easiest thing to cut out of the federal government that ever existed. You get nothing and like it. We're cutting the budget. First thing is public broadcasting. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It's a wing of the Democrat Party. PBS runs a disclaimer at the bottom of the screen while Trump is speaking that says, note, alert, inflammatory comments can prompt individuals to certain acts of violence. This is what they put on the screen of a former president of the United States giving a speech off of a teleprompter written by lawyers. Inflammatory comments can prompt certain individuals to acts of violence. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable what Republicans are up against in this country. And it never, never was more obvious than Tuesday night when Trump was giving his speech. It was the greatest defense of sham charges you've ever heard. He's a compelling figure. He's iconic. Anybody with an open mind that would have watched this, or any Democrat, even though watching their favorite channel, would have heard things they've never heard before. They'd be like, wait, what? Huh? We didn't know that. There would have been so much for so many people that they would have heard for the first time and went, Like, I watched the Gavin Newsom-Sean Hannity interview, and Gavin Newsom said a couple, three things that I'd never heard. Fact checked them. They're true. Okay. They have their bullets in their chamber as well. And Newsom fired some off. I'm like, I'll give the guy credit. He was ready for the interview, knew what to talk about, had his talking points, and had things that I hadn't heard. Donald Trump must have had 50 things in that speech last night that CNN, MSNBC, and PBS viewers have never heard. At least 50. They weren't all just about his arraignment. And yet, it doesn't get aired. It doesn't get widespread coverage. The question I would ask is this. If we get to a point where Biden is charged for his documents and he gives a speech about it, can you even remotely imagine Fox News or Newsmax or any of these websites or Twitter not airing it live? Can you even imagine that? Can you imagine Richard Nixon after Watergate, after he's, you know, they found the tapes and he's charged and implicated and he gives a speech? Can you imagine in the 70s that the television networks would not have run that? They spend the entire day telling you that this is something unprecedented. It's the most unbelievable thing in American history. It's changing the course of our nation. And then when the man goes to defend himself, they don't air it. That in and of itself is a final verdict that Donald Trump is not guilty. If he truly were guilty of a crime, when Bill Clinton said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, everybody was watching and every media outlet played it. Because it was real. Nixon, real. This, fake. It is. It's absolutely bogus. Could they convict him on a charge with the right jury? Sure. Yes. Again, you can convict a lot of people for a lot of things if you try hard enough. Espionage Act? Trump goes right through the whole thing. Since the Espionage Act came up in 1917, and this is not what it was for. That's not what this is. He said they're trying the Espionage Act. You got to be kidding me. And that's what I've been pointing out. This is a complete joke. Espionage Act. That's a joke. Trump pointed out, which I did not know until he said it, and I can't verify it, but if he was wrong, they're going to hammer him on it. Nowhere in any of these 37 federal charges or the arraignment is there a mention of the Presidential Records Act. None, because clearly they know he didn't violate it. He has the authority as a sitting president to declassify those documents and take them. Now, did he obstruct justice, you know, these other things? Probably. That's really what you're going to do? That's how you're going to try to win an election, is Trump took the documents. We're not disputing whether or not he could have them, but the procedural elements of this thing over the course of a couple of years were illegal, and we're going to try to convict him on that so he can't run for president. Very important thing happened this morning, on Wednesday morning. John Ratcliffe, the former, was he the head of intelligence or national intelligence, DNI, one of the, anyway, he's a very close Trump associate now. They work very closely together. And he gave a live interview on Wednesday morning, and he said, quote, "There will be no trial before the election," unquote. Now, that the election is 16 months away. The election is 16 months away. And Ratcliffe basically said, there will be no trial before the election. It's not going to happen. So clearly the long game here is Trump is just going to delay all of these things until after the election and let the American people decide. The Democrats have decided we're going to charge him with all these things and beat him. We want him to have this. If nothing else, we're going to take away his time, his money. You know, we're going to try to convince the American people that if you elect this president, he's going to go to jail. I can't even imagine what they're going to say during the campaign a year from now. Okay, the trial date isn't set until next year or whatever, but if you elect him, he's going to go to jail. Then you're going to get the vice president or something of this nature. I mean, this is all just politics. That's all it is. And I think the American people see that, but I don't trust the American people to see that. I don't. I mean, this is just stunning and remarkable. This speech was so good. Everyone in America needed to see it. It was a defense that made complete and utter sense. There is precedent. He cited law. He cited the Bill Clinton case, which is law. He said, we have a precedent for this with Bill Clinton and the Clinton Sox case. There's precedent on the books. He's like, this is our defense. This is what we have. They've got nothing. This is a sham. And he was right. And that's why CNN didn't air it. And that's why MSNBC didn't air it. And that's why PBS tried to scare people with a crawl that this could lead to violence. And it's why other media outlets will not talk about Trump's speech. They're just going to talk about the charges. This is the most corrupt, unfair situation in America in our lifetime. We have become Ukraine. We have become Venezuela. It is no different. This is not America. We must enact some sort of policies or legislation for the media. Fairness in media. I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I am not in favor of censorship, but we have got to do something about fairness in media. That both sides must be presented in some way, in some fashion, in some sort of fair way. Karine Jean-Pierre apparently committed election interference by saying mega MAGA from the podium at the White House multiple times prior to the 2022 midterms. And she says, well, I didn't know that. They use that term all the time, and I didn't use it. You can't be an official person at the White House and campaign. You cannot campaign from the White House. You have to go out and do it. Karine Jean-Pierre clearly violated this. I have no problem that she violated it. I don't think she knew she did. Okay, I'd rather them not campaign from there, but she's a pimple on her ass. Karine Jean-Pierre is not going to win any votes for anybody. So it doesn't really bother me that she did this, and people do make mistakes. But it needs to be pointed out that there are laws, there are acts, there are certain things that you can and can't do in campaigns. Why can't we say there are certain things that you can and can't do in media? Why can't there be some rules for media in this country? And I'm not talking about censorship. Why can't there be guidelines and rules of things that you have to do? We have them in advertising. For example, CNN doesn't have any rules with their coverage, but if they take a commercial from one candidate, they have to take it from the other at the same price. There are rules about this There are laws in place, equal election laws, fairness in election laws. There is nothing you could do as CNN to defend yourself and MSNBC that you did not run that live last night. There's nothing. You're a live breaking news organization, a former president of the United States, 250 years. This has never happened. You have been on this story live all day long. You are talking about the story with your talking heads on a set while the man is giving a speech defending himself and you're not running it. That should be a violation. That should be some sort of Federal Communications Commission violation. The FCC has all kinds of guidelines for broadcasting. There's all kinds of things you can and can't do and things that you have to do and aren't allowed to do. That had to be a violation. There is no way that the media should be allowed to get away with that. That is just impossible. You spend 12 hours on a story in one day and don't do any other story. And now you have your talking heads on the set blasting the guy, former president, never happened before, unprecedented in 250 years, giving a live speech and you're not covering that. They show his cars all day driving around. They show his airplane flying in the sky. You can't even see the guy. They show all that all day long and hammer away on him. But when he speaks, we ain't airing that. We're not airing that. We're not going to let the other side be heard. There's no way. I am about to jump out of my skin on this. And I don't know what we can do about it. I am so shameful of my industry. I cannot believe that I went to college and I learned the things that I learned and have done this my entire life. I've been a little bit of a thorn in the side of people, popular people. It's never bothered me. If I saw corruption or somebody doing something wrong, I would point it out. If I saw somebody lie, I would point it out. Whether it was good for me, good for ratings or not, never mattered. Just do the truth. Let the people know what the hell's going on. And that is gone. In the case of Donald Trump, that's not even in existence. It is completely and utterly impossible for that to happen at this point. And I am just flat out ashamed of the media. And this is a massive hurdle. This is a massive hurdle. If he's not going to be heard in other places, it's going to be hard. Because it's nice to have the little 20-second clips on Twitter and social media and stuff. But for people to sit, if several million more Americans, and this was the kind of event that when, you know, back in the day, every network just stops what they're doing. Like America's Got Talent is on NBC. They stop that. We're going live to this. This is a former president that has been arrested on these charges, speaking live, defending himself. That is an historic moment in American history. You air that live. ABC, NBC, CBS, everybody across the board, that's the kind of thing you air live, and they will not do it. They're never going to give him a chance to defend himself. Never. It is outrageous. It is the single most outrageous thing the media, forget the media, you know, being tipped by crooked Democrats, lying to them, and running with a story. Their defense on that is, well, sources told us this. Okay, that's true. The source was wrong. You ran with a story. You either got played or you were in on it, depending on how you want to view it. This is completely different. There's no intermediary. There's no tip. There's no source. It's the man you've been talking about all day and this unprecedented thing. And you won't run his speech. Because if that had been on every network last night, people would have seen what they would have been seeing is a president of the United States defending himself against an attack from the outside. That's what it looked like. It looked like somebody on the outside was attacking our president because he looked so presidential. He's standing in front of these columns at Bedminster that look like the White House, for crying out loud. The thing couldn't have been more perfect. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how we win anymore. I don't know how we do it. If you can't get your message out and people can't hear it for themselves, because it's not the kind of thing that's going to be on Twitter. And people don't go read long stories anymore recounting something about a speech, and the newspapers aren't going to report it anyway. They're not going to report the things that he said in that speech that hammered all this home. They're not going to do it. Shameful. Absolutely shameful. Kevin Keatsman Has Issues is brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. TJ is an unbelievable custom builder. If you're considering custom building something, whether it's a brand new house, a commercial building, or you'd like to start an investment property and build some condos somewhere, TJ Vilkanskis can execute all of this for you from start to finish. He takes care of all of it. I met a fellow the other day. I'd met him before, but a fellow ran into me and came up and said, "Hey, I'm doing the concrete foundation work on TJ's project that he's doing at Weatherby Lake right now." I said, "That's awesome, man. Thank you." He said, "Yeah, we really enjoy working with Back Nine. He's obviously the subcontractor that does the foundation and stuff. Very cool work. TJ's awesome, man." If you're looking for a builder or looking to build something, TJ Vilkanskis, Back Nine Development, 785-236-0161. If you want to see his portfolio of work, it's all at back9development.com. And there are still a couple of condos left at Grand Mere, Solheim at Grand Mere, on the golf course at Colbert Hills in Manhattan. I think these are studio condos, the smaller ones, lower prices. I think there's a couple units left. If you want to check those out, back9development.com. 360 Document Solutions. I got a text from my buddy Mike Robinson over at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. He said, "Hey, what's Mark's number again over there at 360 Documents? We need to talk to him about everything we've got here at our dealerships." Roberts Robinson, I don't really say this. He's, in a way, I guess he's asked me not to, but they own the Jeep dealership in Excelsior Springs as well. So it's the same group, the same family. If you're looking for a Jeep or a Dodge in Excelsior Springs, it's the same great folks. It's the same company. That's just not the way the advertising works. So when we talk about them, we talk about Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC, but like a lot of automotive dealerships, there are multiple properties and whatnot. And he said, "I need to get a hold of Mark over at 360 Documents and say, here's the number. Here it is." Can you imagine how many printers that automobile dealerships have that spit out all those contracts you sign and stuff? That's kind of cool. So he's like, "We need to update and we need the good stuff. And we don't need to be doing business with people out of town. We need to be doing business with people in town that can come fix these things when something goes down." That's what it's all about. It's customer service. Folks, if you have a business and you have copiers, printers, voiceover, IP, if you have, you know, five phones or more where you work, and you're doing business with some giant corporation that has a sales rep here and nothing else, and you're on the phone in India or Guatemala trying to get something fixed, man, there's a better way. I don't want to badmouth those other companies. In some cases, it's the same products. He can get you the same copiers, the same brand in some cases, for less money and provide you the customer service. I mean, you're kind of getting ripped off by doing business with a giant corporation. You just are. 360 Document Solutions is your solution. Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. Call Mark at 913-745-5344. All right, Starbucks, here's some progress for you. Starbucks. I've always seen them as like one of the most liberal companies in America. I don't drink their coffee. I don't drink coffee. I drink iced tea. And when I go to a place like Starbucks, they don't have iced tea. Oh, they have it. Well, now I haven't been for a while, so maybe they have regular iced tea. But I just drink unsweet iced tea. If you give me a lemon slice, I'll squeeze it in there. I like that. But if I go to Starbucks, they have like peach pineapple tea or something like that. I'm just, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. But I've got a buddy and we've gone on a lot of golf trips and traveled together and been around. And I go to Starbucks with him. Hey, maybe there's something over there for me. Like, why don't they, years and years ago, I'd be like, why don't they have some food in here? Why is it just coffee? This makes no sense. There's nothing here for me. And I think at that time they sold like bottles of Diet Coke or something. I'm like, why don't they at least just put in a Coke machine dispenser here, like Quick Trip or something, and I can get myself a Diet Coke. In those days, I drink Diet Coke in the morning to get a little caffeine. It was before Jessica switched me to tea and said, there's antioxidants in tea, much healthier for you. It's not as tasty as Diet Coke, but I've learned to really enjoy iced tea, and I like my morning iced tea, and I have one right here in front of me. First time I've ever drank iced tea while recording. It's delicious. And I brew my own at home. And I like doing that. But Starbucks didn't have any of this stuff. And then they did more and more. And then all of a sudden they used to put CDs in there. It's like, oh, you could buy music at the counter at Starbucks. They've been pretty progressive on some of the things they do. And they got better. And they have decent sandwiches now and some bagels and things like that. So Starbucks is everything to everyone. I'm not in any way dissing on this company. I've watched it grow, even though I'm not a regular customer. But I have never seen them take giant steps. Normally I see them take baby steps. They're cautious at what they do. Starbucks, nationwide, from the top, pull out all the Pride merch ASAP. We are not finishing this in the month of June. They had decided they were putting Pride merch in every Starbucks across America. Merch is short for merchandise. That's t-shirts, hats, memorabilia, whatever it is. In every store nationwide, and less than halfway through the month, the order from the top, get it out. We're done. Pride month is over. We did our part. Now the Pride folks are going nuts against Starbucks. And you know what? Here's the business calculation. There are a lot fewer Pride people than there are MAGA people. And MAGA people love their coffee, let me tell you. And they're holding nothing against Starbucks until they go in there and see Pride merch. Now, a lot of people drive through. You'd never see it. I don't think it's hanging in the drive-through window, whatever. And maybe more liberals hang out in the coffee shop, you know, smoke their dope before they go in there, have their coffee, sit around and kumbaya and whatever. I don't know what they do. You know, not go to work, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Starbucks, how about that? Progress. After the Bud Light thing, the Target thing, Starbucks preemptively is saying, we're out. We're out. We are out. I think what I would have done is somehow, well, it would never work. Somebody was going to rat them out. Try to quietly pull it all and say, ah, sold out. And then just forget about it next year. It is going to be interesting to see what happens for Pride Month next year. I was going to save this for sports, but I'm going to burn it now. The Texas Rangers in Major League Baseball are the only team with no Pride night. The chairman of the organization said in 2003 they had an informal gay night and it was chaos. It was chaos. And they said they vowed in 2003 we're not doing this again. This is bad for business. We are not in the business of promoting this stuff. We're not. And baseball teams have a pretty simple deal. If you have groups of 20 or more and you go to a game and you buy tickets, they give you scoreboard recognition. The Royals have done this for 40 years. If Kevin Keatsman has issues, buys 40 tickets, and we take 40 patrons to the game, they'll put up on the scoreboard and recognize that a group is there on that night. There's no fanfare. There's no announcement. They scroll, here are the groups that are here tonight. That's what they should do with Pride. It's Pride Month. We'll give you a big discount. You want to bring your groups? Come on out. We'll scroll on the scoreboard that your group is here. What's wrong with that? Buy the tickets. Come to the games, and we'll recognize you on the scoreboard. A lot of this I just don't understand. The Texas Rangers chief officer has nailed it. He has nailed it. And here's the quote. He says, we have adopted change to be more inclusive in our hiring. This is over the last several years. He's basically speaking since 2003 when they had chaos. We've adopted change and have more inclusivity in hiring. I think that's a lot more meaningful than just saying, hey, we had a Pride night. Exactly. Walk the walk, don't talk the talk. Nobody cares about the talk. The talk is what everybody's tired of on this topic. Walk the walk. We've adopted changes to be more inclusive in our hiring practices, and I think that's a lot more meaningful than just saying, well, we had Pride night. Bingo. Thank you. Somebody articulating it exactly right. Texas Rangers, the only team not doing Pride Night. Starbucks has gotten rid of Pride merch. Target shares continue to go down. It's pretty amazing. On the same sort of front here, we were scrolling or flipping around last night, and after the speech, America's Got Talent is on. And I like watching some of the kid acts that come on this show. We've watched for years. It's pretty mindless TV. You can be doing other things. You can be working. Typically what I do in the evening, I'm scrolling on my computer or phone, looking through, finding stories for the next day's podcast. So mindless entertainment in the background is always the best. I don't care about a lot of the backstories of the people, but then when some guy starts swallowing swords that are on fire, I'll watch that, you know, one of those things. It's weird talent show. Their hosts of the show called America's Got Talent are Simon Cowell, Sofia Vergara, Heidi Klum, and Howie Mandel, none of whom were born in America. All four were born elsewhere. I believe the women have become American citizens. I think Heidi Klum is German-American, and Sofia Vergara, is she Venezuelan-American? I'm sorry, I don't know her where she was born. But Simon Cowell's English, and Howie Mandel's Canadian. And so they're the hosts, of course, of America's Got Talent. This is how NBC does things. This thing has gone off the rails, Lib. They have international guests on all night last night. They're from all over. And the American guests, when they finally at the end, they have this drum troupe that looks like the Cobras in Kansas City from Atlanta, Georgia. It's an all-black group. It's a young kid leads them, and they're fantastic. They're really, really good. Oh, but they're showing up, and what costumes did they put them in? They put them in African costumes and made it look like they're from Kenya and not from Atlanta. I mean, it's just, it's insane what they're forcing one world down you on a show. The only issue I have is the name. Rename the show. Earth Has Talent. Fine. Great. America's Got Talent. There's hardly any Americans on there. You know, I'm watching a sword swallower from France. Then they bring out some guy and a lady and they go, where are you from?
We are from Ukraine.
Oh, God, these people came from Ukraine to be on America's Got Talent. This is so exciting. I don't know what the woman did. I never saw her. They put this dude in a box you can see through. It has a screen, and it's all just lights and visual effects. And he's in there sort of, it's not very good. It's okay. It was interesting, but it had nothing to do with him. It had to do with the technology. Like any tech company could have done better. So he was okay, but it's like you could just smell it. They went out of their way to find somebody in Ukraine that could come over here and do something so they could have this moment. And so what does the Canadian, Howie Mandel, who is OCD, this is a man with issues now. He's OCD, he's ADD, he's a germaphobe, he has anxiety, he takes meds for mental issues and depression. I mean, Howie Mandel is like, and he's out there about all this. Like, I'm a jacked up dude. I got more problems. I will not shake anybody's hand. I won't hug anybody. Like, this dude lives in fear. He is your classic liberal. I mean, you want a picture, a poster child of somebody that freaked out during COVID and who the media were going after to try to convince them that you need government to run your life. It's Howie freaking Mandel. And he's from Canada where they run your life. And Howie Mandel says to this man, I'm outraged by this. He says to this man after the act, America stands with Ukraine. And I thought, you don't have the right to say that. You don't. You're not a citizen. You don't have the right to speak for America in front of millions of people on America's Got Talent. I'm assuming most people watching think Howie Mandel's American. He's not. He's never become an American citizen. Why? Why did Heidi Klum and Sofia Vergara get their citizenship and not Howie Mandel? I'm guessing Howie Mandel's got a little streak in him where he doesn't like America very much. I mean, that's most liberals, right? Correct? I was aghast that he said that. This whole thing was about Ukraine, the war. They got four yeses. We're moving him on to the next round. I'm like, what's he going to do next? I don't know what this act is. It wasn't even that good. But my God, they found somebody from Ukraine. You know he's going to get four yeses and move on to the next round. It's a joke, folks. This happened on a day where I watched a viral video that's out. I don't know if you've seen this. It was on Twitter. It's out there. It's been censored in some places and taken down. It is a young man. He looks to be maybe 19 years old, 20, in a car riding shotgun, a beat up old car, with a woman who's got her phone on her and she's recording because they've been pulled over by the, for lack of a better term, the military police. This is in Ukraine. They holler at him. They berate him. It's all in their language. I can't understand a word that's going on, and there were no subtitles. They rip him out of the car. They crack him over the head. They knock him to the ground. They continue screaming at him. She's going bonkers. She gets out of the car. People are standing around. They can't believe it. They're looking at this. This guy is laying down. There's puddles of water because it's been raining. He's laying down on the ground. He's been cracked over the head. He's disoriented. He's starting to get up. They handcuff him, and they're taking him in. Why were they taking him in? He didn't want to go fight the war. He didn't want to fight in the war, so they arrested him. They beat him up and arrested him. He's now a political prisoner, or he's going to fight. What's happening in Ukraine is not being told to us. It is not. We're not getting hardly any of it. Two completely different things. If you're in the Twitter sphere and you see what's happening in Ukraine, or you're watching America's Got Talent and listening to Howie Mandel speak for all of us that we stand by Ukraine. I'm all about standing by Ukraine. It's too much now. It's been too long. We've spent too much. They're not winning the war. They're going to lose territory. Settle the thing out right now. Let's see if we can cut the losses and keep a Ukraine that is smaller. Let's do that. Why are we continuing to do this? Why are we killing? All I can think of when I'm watching this video is, look, Ukraine isn't my fight, so I can't, if this was America, I would think that kid's a traitor. I'd probably feel completely different about him for not wanting to fight. If somebody was invading America, I would feel completely differently about that kid for not wanting to fight. So I see where Ukrainians would view him differently. But when I look at him, I see a 19-year-old kid that's got some common sense to say, this war isn't worth fighting. I'm not going to lose my life over this. It isn't worth it. We're going to lose anyway. That's just the way I view it. And it's all perspective. It's all where you're from, isn't it? Shannon Sharp is leaving Undisputed on FS1. This started in December. He got into a fight with Skip Bayless in December, his co-host, 7 years together. Skip Bayless was talking about Tom Brady, who's 45, and he said, come on, Shannon, you quit when you were 35. And he says, you're talking to me up like I'm some kind of chump, like I wasn't a player. I'm in the Hall of Fame. And Skip Bayless responds, I don't care. You weren't half as good as Tom Brady. And oh boy, did they get into it that day. And that was the beginning of the end. And they went to him and said, Shannon, could you stay through the NBA Finals? And he did. And then the day after the finals were over, he went on TV and said, that's it. I'm out. They negotiated some sort of buyout because he was under contract. I don't know if he'll stay at Fox Sports 1 and have his own show or what it will be, but that was it. And you can see the viral video of them fighting last December. It is pretty darn good stuff. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction. Ron Buck and his team are available 24/7 if you have an emergency. They also do free roof inspections for listeners of KKHI. Just give them a call. Say, come on out and check out my roof, please. 913-384-2680. It's the place to start. Just because they check your roof doesn't mean you need a new roof. But it's a perfect basis, baseline. It's like concussion protocol. You have to have a baseline. Then you know when something happens where you are. Most roofs that Ron goes out and inspects, or his team inspects, they say you have 3 years till you should consider it, 5 years. Oh, you got 10 good years left here. They give you a time frame of when you may need to think about a new roof. Very rarely they inspect a roof and say you need a new roof. That's a rare thing. A lot of times they'll say there's four or five things we need to repair. It may be, you know, $400. We'll climb up there and get these repairs done. You've got some loose shingles and we'll do that. Very rarely they say your roof is shot. It's dead. You got to replace it right now. That's very rare. So why would you not get on a timeline and start planning for something big like that, the roof over your head? Buck Roofing, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Inside your house, if you're thinking about a remodel, that is Cross Kitchens, and it's not just kitchens. Bathrooms, man caves, basements, bedrooms, you name it. Cross Kitchens KC does it all inside your home. From something as simple as a countertop replacement or floor refinishing to entire teardowns of walls and posts and the whole deal and redo the entire house. They can do it all. This is a great locally owned family business. That's what you love about it. Tim, the owner, is on every job. Who doesn't want that? You really want some big company where you can't reach the top? Nope. Not what we're about here. CrossKitchensKC.com or call Tim at 816-898-7047. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. We appreciate it every single day. Folks are headed to the websites thinking about getting new pillows, new sheets, mattress toppers, dog beds, or at my store, my coffee, all of the different products that he has at my store. You're going to switch your coffee up, try the My Coffee. It's fantastic coffee, I'm told. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm told it's great. And there's all kinds of great products and services at mystore.com. Just use the promo code KKHI. It is the maximum savings you can get with any promo code. This is the top promo code available. So you will save big at MyPillow and mystore.com with the promo code KKHI. We appreciate that. Okay, on to, I got one more item before sports. We're trying to give away something cool here. We're trying to give away we're going to give away, not trying. We're going to give away the tickets to the Craft Spirit Jamboree this weekend. And I thought I would be overwhelmed with emails when I mentioned this on Tuesday's podcast, but I only got a handful. I said, I'm not sure I'll be able to respond to everyone, just the winners. I take that back. Apparently, we don't have that many craft spirit drinkers or people that like live cigar rolling and $100 free tickets to an event with a buffet. We're giving this away. All you got to do is send me an email and tell me why you should win for Father's Day. That's it. My email address is kevin@kkasissues.com. kevin@kkasissues.com. The website is craftspiritjamboree.com. It's Saturday from 2 to 6 at Harrah's, indoor and outdoor. There's live music. It's going to be a great event. If this is your thing, if you like cigars, if you like premium food buffets, if you like craft spirits, there will be over 100 craft spirit samples to try, food trucks, all kinds of stuff at the Craft Spirit Jamboree. If you'd like to go, we're going to select three winners. Tell me why. Just why? Just a reason. It could be something as simple as who you want to take, and that may win. And it looks like we're not, you've got a great chance to win here. We're not going to have hundreds of entries. It's clear at this point. We're not going to have hundreds. So if you've never won anything, here's a pretty good chance for you to win something and go to something completely different for Father's Day this year. This is on Saturday, 2 to 6. Send me an email, kevin@kkhasissues.com. I think you'll find that to be a pretty cool deal. Okay, on to sports. Adam Schefter is reporting at ESPN that the Chiefs are trying to get a deal done with Chris Jones ASAP. And the reason they want to get it done ASAP is they want to find out what kind of money they have for DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver, who hasn't signed anywhere. He keeps visiting teams. Schefter just keeps suggesting that what the Chiefs are doing, that what DeAndre Hopkins is doing is just waiting out for the best offer he can get from the Chiefs. He's basically, all of his reporting is, it looks like Hopkins wants to come here and play with Patrick Mahomes. He's getting offers elsewhere, but then he has to see how close the Chiefs can come to the other teams. This is interesting. And Chris Jones' contract has something to do with that. Mandatory minicamp started on Tuesday. Chris Jones was a no-show. There were a couple of other no-shows that we don't have reasons for. Jerick McKinnon was not there. Trey Smith, the guard, was not there. Some others weren't there, but they're injured. Or at least they weren't seen on the practice field because they're injured. There is no explanation for McKinnon or Smith. We know what Chris Jones is. It's a contract issue. The reason we don't know McKinnon or Smith is Andy Reid will not meet with the media until after the final workout on Thursday. Then he'll discuss it all. So they're sending select players out there to talk this week about these things. Chris Jones isn't here. He's in a contract dispute. But Travis Kelce is, and it's always good business to put Kelce in front of the microphones. And he was asked the question, how long you think you're going to play, Trav? And he said, quote, until the wheels fall off, unquote. It's exactly right. That's a smart man, especially when you have Mahomes. I could literally envision a day toward the end of his career where Kelce takes a pretty big pay cut and plays one more year or two more years in Kansas City and maybe isn't even the leading tight end on the team. That they would have another younger tight end and he could be the backup or the secondary guy or whatever. Why wouldn't you? Not being the star on the Chiefs still is good for 5 touchdowns a year. Jerick McKinnon last year scored a touchdown in 6 straight games, didn't he? I mean, think about it. You get to that point where the wheels are falling off and you're not the same and you're option 2 at tight end. Why not stay another year or two? Pad the stats. You might get a ring. You're going to the Hall of Fame either way. No question about any of that. There's a Hall of Fame speech for you now. Travis Kelce's Hall of Fame speech is going to be wild. That'll be fun. But he said it. I'm playing until the wheels fall off. Translation, the league is going to have to tell me I can't play anymore. That's what's going to have to happen. That's pretty cool. They put Clyde Edwards-Helaire in front of a microphone on Tuesday. I was shocked. I'm shocked he's on the team. A lot of brouhaha was made over the fact that Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not at the Super Bowl parade. He didn't play in the Super Bowl. He thought he was. He practiced all week, was ready, practiced multiple positions. He explained all this Tuesday and said, yeah, I really thought I was going to play, and then didn't. And people thought he pouted and missed the parade because of that. And he said, no, I was at a charity fashion show that I had committed to 4 months earlier. And my mom and dad taught me that if you commit to something, you do it. That would have been an easy out to say, I've got a Super Bowl parade, I can't be there. But he went and did it. So I think the honest truth is here He was committed to something that he did, which created a wonderful excuse for him to not be at the parade because he was still hurting from not playing or whatever. I think two things can be true in that situation. No doubt about it. United States Open Golf Championship is this week at the Los Angeles Country Club. Driving range, Goat Ranch. It's just beaten to smithereens. The rough in some places is 8 inches long. This is going to be a whole lot of bogeys, a whole lot of lost balls, a whole lot of guys hitting the ball a foot where they swing at it real hard and it only goes a foot. It's the U.S. Open. A lot of times I don't really care for the U.S. Open, but they say this is a shot maker's course, so I'll pay attention and see. I love the U.S. Open. I mean, I'm gonna watch it. It's a major. But I don't enjoy it like I do other golf tournaments because I just think they trick up the courses in such a way that's ridiculous. But the overwhelming story this week is the whining of the players on the PGA Tour. They're all doing news conferences. They're all sitting there whining. We didn't know what was going to happen. We don't know what's going on. We feel so left out. Jay Monahan, by the way, the guy that struck this deal with the Saudi investment fund, has taken a leave of absence for medical reasons. He's out. Some people think it was a heart attack. That a week after he got this deal done, he's got medical issues. Apparently he's stable and going to be okay, but Jay Monahan is not there. And some people under him are running the PGA Tour right now, but there's a lot of grumbling by the PGA Tour players because they lost a lot of money. John Rahm's one of them. He could have left for LIV and made $500 million. He probably could have got a $500 million contract to leave and go to LIV, and he didn't do it. And so now he's there, and he's whining, and tell me, and I like John Rahm. But the whining's got to stop, guys. Nobody cares. Golf fans don't care. Shut up and play. This is where we are in golf now. We have a merger. We don't know. You don't know. We don't know what it's going to be next week. We don't know what's going to be next year. We don't know what it's going to look like in 10 years. But just shut up and play golf and stop whining. We don't feel bad for you. My personal belief is if you were so stupid to think that the PGA Tour was going to survive the way it was against the Saudi investment fund, you're an idiot. Sorry, I don't feel bad for you not getting your money. If you just wanted to stay there on principle, I respect that. But if you're now complaining because you didn't get your money, that's on you. You had every chance to go do it, and you didn't do it. So John Rahm's doing that, which is why I celebrate and tip my cap to Colin Morikawa, an American player, tremendous player, major winner. Colin Morikawa at LA Country Club had a news conference, and they asked him about it. And they said, well, what's going on here with this merger? And this is in a room full of people. He's sitting at the podium, and he goes, short answer is, I don't really know. The long answer is this. Every time I'm asked about this, my answer is going to be, I want to talk about the Maggie Hathaway Project, my charity. He has something called Four Up or Four Something, a charity. And he went into this long monologue about his charity. And he said, any other reporters ask me about the merger again, and I'm going to talk about my charity. I'm going to tell you three words. I don't know. And then I'm going to talk about my charity. So keep asking me. He challenged him. Keep asking me. I'm going to say, I don't know. Then I'm going to tell you about my charity. That's awesome. What a great response. I just became a Colin Morikawa fan. That's just rock star in my book. Royals have lost 8 in a row. Well, I promise the only way we're going to gauge the Royals on how they're doing is how many wins they have. But since they lost again, they still have 18 wins. Worst in baseball. 8 in a row is bad business. Woo, I'm not going to say any more. There's no reason on the Royals here. But they're stuck at 18 wins. The Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup. Are you ready for this? They win 9-3 over Florida. 9-3. Hockey match. Hockey game. 9-3. In the clincher, they win 4-1. It was a rout. The Vegas Golden Knights, it's their first Stanley Cup championship, and they are an outrageously great team, and that city has embraced hockey like nothing else. Lord Stanley's Cup lives in the desert. Can you believe it? There's got to be Canadians melting down everywhere. I mean, when was the last time a Canadian team did anything? It's got to be killing folks north of the border that the Stanley Cup is in Las Vegas. Our final is brought to you by Great Life Golf, online at Great Life KC. Play more golf. Destination clubs like Osage National at the Lake of the Ozarks, Tallgrass Club in Wichita, Canyon Farms, Falcon Ridge, Prairie Highlands, Staley Farms in Kansas City. Big-time golf facilities. You can join and play them all. GreatLifeKC.com, 913-802-4552, or just shoot an email and say, I'm curious how this works. Here's where I live. What can you tell me about what would be good for me? Send that email to join@greatlifegolf.com. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at advantagetpc.com, 913-768-8989, residential, commercial. I've been a customer for 20 years. They'll take care of all your spiders, crickets, stink bugs, mice, anything you got. They even do lawn care if you're looking for that. It's Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Aaron and his family are the best in the business. AdvantageTPC.com. And there's still time to book your trip this summer for a nice stay and play at Colbert Hills in Manhattan, a world-class PGA Tour caliber golf course set in the gorgeous Flint Hills of Kansas. I have played it many, many, many times. I'm looking forward to playing it in August at a tournament that I'm going to be playing in at Colbert Hills. It is a spectacular experience like no other. It is completely different than any course in the Kansas City area. You're going to love it. And now you and your group can stay right there at the golf course. If you want to play a couple days or 3 days, they have the lodges they've built at Colbert Hills. And if you use the promo code KKHI at ColbertHills.com, you can save 15% off your entire booking. Whether you're taking two people to golf, four, eight, 16, doesn't matter. They've got room for all of you. They'd love to have your group at the Stay and Play Lodges at Colbert Hills. 15% off the entire tab if you use KKHI as your discount. Or if it's easier, call this number, 785-223-3021. That's 785-223-3021. It's online at ColbertHills.com. Just tell them you're interested in the Stay and Play and save with promo code KKHI. Yesterday, we finished the show talking about Pat Sajak leaving Wheel of Fortune. And I got on a rant, started talking about the Wheel of Fortune slots. And we have a listener named Byron who is a slot technician. He works in the industry. I don't know if he sells and serves what exactly he does, but he goes around to casinos everywhere, all over. And he says, oh, no, the Wheel of Fortune machines are still there. I said, well, I haven't seen them in years. And I go to Hollywood Casino mostly because it's close to my house. And he said, they're back in the high limit room. And I said, well, that would explain it because I don't think I've ever been in there. But he loves the Wheel of Fortune machine, says they're available at all of the casinos in the Kansas City area. And I thank Byron for correcting me on that. I was just giving my personal experience that I hadn't seen him. Mostly the friend you can't mention on the podcast experience because he loves those machines and he's telling me you can't find them anymore. He goes to the casino a lot more than I do. As a footnote, with Pat Sajak leaving, Ryan Seacrest has emerged as the leading candidate to be the new host of Wheel of Fortune. Why would Ryan Seacrest do this? He's a busy guy. He's moved back to L.A. He did that live with Kelly and Ryan show, which wasn't really for him. And he did that for a while, and he stopped. That was in New York. He's moved back to L.A. He does a morning syndicated radio show, I think, in L.A. He does the Dick Clark's thing. He does the American Idol. He does all these other shows. Wheel of Fortune's an easy part-time job. That's why Ryan Seacrest looks at it. He's probably looking at what? $10 million plus a year for a part-time job to go be the Wheel of Fortune host? He'd be terrific at it. Pat Sajak was great. Ryan Seacrest would be a terrific replacement as well for Wheel of Fortune. Thank you, as always, for listening to KKHI. We greatly appreciate it. We did what I think was a really good patron podcast on Tuesday about the Trump arraignment. If you're wondering why I didn't go through the arraignment and all the charges and that stuff, that was on the Patreon podcast yesterday, and I've already gotten great feedback from folks that they really, really enjoyed it. If you'd like to become a patron, you can unlock that now. Hear all of my thoughts on the arraignment and everything that happened in Miami yesterday. That's all on the Patreon podcast. It's really easy to sign up. It's only $5 a month. You get the newsletter on the weekends, and everyone that signs up this week, I will send you last week's newsletter, which is about the American dream and what we experienced on our day-long journey, 10 of us, to see Luke Combs at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday. It's a pretty interesting read. I think you'll like it. Sign up this week. I will forward that to you. But when you sign up, you unlock the entire catalog of Patreon podcasts, so you get them all. We'd love to have you jump on board at kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.